Okay, everyone. Hello and welcome. We're here with Jonas to talk about Posada, the venue in Costa Rica that you'll be joining me on the retreat at. And this is going to be a nice how-to and all the information that you should need. And of course, you can always ask me or Jonas more information if we don't cover something important for you. Just go down to the contact sheet at the bottom of the page on the website, and we'll get back in touch with you as soon as we're able. So first and foremost, Jonas, we're going to just talk about a little about the location, a little bit about the land and what it is, that we might be able to experience there as an excursion. What's the vibe like, that type of thing. So please take it away.
Oh, Posada is it's a botanical garden with the intentions of being a self-sustaining environment. Beautiful place nestled in the foot of the mountain range that runs through Costa Rica. It is essentially on the very edge of the rainforest. The amount of life flowing through that place is amazing. The wildlife, not to mention, and also to mention the plants, is unbelievable. You will see live, fully matured ayahuasca vines. There are chacruna plants there, which are both of the main ingredients to ayahuasca. You will also see just a plethora of fruits and trees and just raw life. It's something to behold in itself. You could just go there on a trip just to be immersed in nature and find yourself fulfilled in that edge. It's sitting on the Naranjo River, which if you're there during rainy season, you'll understand why they call it the Naranjo, because the amount of orange that flows through the river is something to behold. But if you're there during dry season, it's a crystal pristine, beautiful river that is just refreshing, cold, fresh, clean water from the rainforest flowing down at the foot of the main house. You can go down and just clean yourself every day in beautiful, clean water, and it's quite a magical place. Being there as long as I had been there, I couldn't believe it every day. I spent close to 4 years in that place, and I the even in year four, it was the same as year one. I was just looking around in complete awe of the beauty and the life that is surrounding you, and really grateful for my time there and happy for every experience that's I've had going through that place.
That's fantastic. Obviously I met you there. I managed to have the pleasure of being there myself, and I managed to turn up towards the end of dry season, so I can definitely vouch for that river. It was lovely to be able to just go in and just soak in the sun, and it's a very strong current, and I enjoyed that about it as well. One of the things that I didn't experience, which is something I'm going to bring forward to the people listening to this talk, is the excursions that are available. So, from what I'm aware of, they have a waterfall on their land. They have a few other kind of areas that you can explore into the rainforest. Would you be able to give us a little bit more information on that?
Absolutely. Multiple waterfalls. One is a pretty intense trek in. It's not a long hike. It takes about an hour and a half, but it's worth it. It's you are, there's times when there's ropes that guide you across some steep terrains. But the sheer power of that water coming out of the mountain, just coming out of the earth, is something to behold. Many different locations to go and visit on the properties there that they guard and they preserve. Very, very beautiful locations, and just magic. it's just there's no better way to describe it than just saying they're magical places to go and put your feet in the earth and your feet in the water and just see life, just immense amounts of it, from insects to wildlife to plants, and to learn and to just grasp that part of our spirit that we're kind of separated from in our current lives.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Also, you know, there's, you're talking, it's 25 minutes, 30 minutes, even if you're on a bus, which I'm sure you guys won't be taking the bus, but it's, nothing's wrong with it. You can get to some of the most beautiful beaches on the Pacific side in that country, in my opinion. Manuel Antonio has some of the most beautiful beaches, and it's just a short ride away. And yeah, it's everything's there. Rainforest, beaches, sand, waterfalls, you know, the seasons. Yeah, it's something to experience, something that you'll be happy to have done and to be a part of.
Yes, with regards to going onto the beaches and things like that, I think I'm going to, for those that are listening, I'm going to be leaving that to them for outside the 7 days that we're there, because of the other topics that, if you feel free to listen to, we're going to be putting some other videos on throughout this page as well, because of the container that we're keeping hold for people, for the medicine. Mm-hmm. If we're going off-site, then you feel free to do that after the retreat, or before you turn to the retreat, then you're welcome to do that for sure. And if you need any more information about that, we can provide those information, that information for you. So, one of the things that I really liked about Posada as well is their mission to preserve the rainforest, and obviously their venue in the way in which it's been developed to house sacred space, to house such a variety of ceremonies, and two of which we're going to be doing, the ayahuasca being one of them and the sweat lodge being another. So would you shed some light for those people that are interested, like, what is their wider mission? Where are they taking this?
Well, from what I understand and what I've been a part of, the mission is to facilitate people wanting to heal themselves and to find a safe, secure location to work with these ancient medicines and to bring, you know, their healing in, and to find a container that is capable of calling in the healing that an individual needs. And that is just one of the most profound parts of Posada. You know, the temple there was built with those intentions, was constructed with that intention, was laid, the foundations and the bamboos were raised to facilitate that. You know, there's something to be said when the places that you're traveling to and the ceremonies that you're going to, the intention behind the construction of the place is exactly that. Nothing wrong with, you know, working with medicines in places that aren't intended for that. But when you're in constructing something and the intentions behind it, I personally believe that it enhances the experience and enhances the ability to open up and receive and to hear yourself and to work within the medicines that are being facilitated.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that you know, the intention behind doing even the medicine and everything, I mean, if everything is aligned together, then it can only ever enhance something. It's also part of the group, you know, definitely if you're a person listening that feels like that is a mission that you're called to do for yourself, and everyone else that's coming has that same mission, then you not only have the container of the environment, but you have the container of the group, and it just creates that greater sense of oneness and connection, and in that awe to the overwhelming almost experience that you end up having, because it is something that really is kind of life altering. It really is outside of what you would come to expect from your every day-to-day life. And I obviously had an element of that myself when I was there, and I again, that's the reason why we're going back. Sorry, going back, because it was such a wonderful experience for me. It's really etched into my mind. And I loved it. And one of the wonderful things about it was also the food. And so for the people that are coming, the food and the accommodation. So you were like, you feel like you're kind of at a home environment, even though you're out in the almost the wilderness. It's like it's still comfortable, you know. It doesn't have to be a rainforest experience where you're living in a tent on the mud. But you've got these wonderful accommodations to be in, and have the wonderful food. So if you would like to go into like a little bit about the preparation of the food, the sourcing of the food, and obviously the fact that it is considered to be conscious cooking, which I love that term.
Yeah, absolutely. The food there is sourced locally from all of the surrounding farms and all of the markets that are practicing to provide the local areas with organic, natural, fresh substances. And because of the ecosystem, and because of the rainforest and the fact that every season is grow season, everywhere around you, there is so much sunlight and water to facilitate the growth of these plants that it makes it so bountiful at the meal times. You know, you have so much fresh everything, from your roots to your greens to your grains. Everything is there and provided and grown within the lands. It's not traveling thousands of miles in containers and shipped and then repackaged. You know, everything there is of that land, of that place. So you're eating some of the freshest of the fresh, grown with intentions of you know, growing what's going on in that area and that movement, which is organic, sustainable, you know, life for the people that are there. And Posada really is tapped into that as far as their preparation for food goes. And in my opinion, some of the healthiest and cleanest, tasty food you're going to find when you're going to work around ceremonies. So be prepared to experience some new things, some plants, some roots, some things that you might never have had before, but they're delicious. Like that's their whole point, and that's their whole mission, is to bring that to you as well, to bring that to the medicine, to the experience. It's quite a plus to have seasoned food preparation, and preparation with intention as well. You know, to have people working in the kitchen with energies of gratitude and appreciation. And that really does reflect into the food that you're intaking and the energy you're putting into your vessel.
Absolutely. And to go into a little bit more with that as well, it's for those people listening, it's for it's vegan. Yeah, so it's vegan, right? So the there will be more information when we do the Aya talk about food preparation for yourselves on the way into this retreat. But a clean diet really helps with the medicine, and so they have that in mind as well. So you are allowed to let go of the preparations and thoughts while you're in that container, and you can just trust that everyone knows what they're doing and for why. It's a very experienced place for that. And I can tell you about the accommodation myself. So I stayed in the accommodation, spacious, lovely open space for shower. You know, you've got little rooms splitting off, and you've also got an open area as well. So not that you spend much time in the accommodation, because of course you go there to clean and to sleep, right? And there's enough spaces, like rocking chairs and places to sit and to lie, and there's sacred spaces up the top where we'll be doing the yogas and stuff. So it really is almost like an adventure just walking around anyway. And you get to see, in addition to saying that, you get some of the wild animals in the trees and stuff. There's a peacock. There's a peacock on site, right? There's a couple of peacocks on site. And Yeah, so that was also my first experience coming across the peacock in the wild. It is very much a wild animal, lovely and beautiful. So that was also a plus for me. So for the most part, I believe that we've covered most of the questions that that have been asked for people, and for the more information, of course, we'll bring that to you. Jonas, I wanted to give you an opportunity to share something that I haven't asked, if there is anything that you feel might be worth hearing for those people that are thinking about coming.
Yeah, when preparing yourself for the experience of Posada, just realize one thing is these medicines are traditionally practiced within a tribe, and the conditions are very rough inside the tribes and inside their lands in the Amazon basin. And what Posada has accomplished is an essence of that. You can feel the connection to the nature, but you're also going to have the necessities that you need to still feel comfortable while you're there. And just feel into that. Feel into being outside. Feel into being connected to the insects and the wildlife and the river and the nature and the elements that are surrounding you. It's something to really spend some time with. And these things will also help slow down that chatter that happens inside our head. And that's a big part of the magic there. And that's a big part of something that if you allow it, if you get connected to it and you open yourself up to the life that's flowing around you, you'll feel into the medicine and feel into the work that you're coming to do with a lot more openness and understanding of where these medicines come from and where the healing's coming from inside you. So yeah, that's what I would leave, what I would attack on there.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much, Jonas, for your time and your experience and words. And like I said before and during this talk, if you have any further questions, we'll get back straight in touch with you. And thank you very much for listening to this audio, and I look forward to hearing from you soon.
Yeah, I hope.